and welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Double Dose of Disney podcast. As always, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Tony. Today's episode is our thoughts, opinions, maybe some debates.
Yeah.
Some, I guess, hot topics, maybe. I don't know. We're going to talk a little bit. We're talking a little bit of everything today.
Yeah, we're doing a this Spicy or that topics. Disney edition, which is crucial. Really, it's always like really fun for me that we do these episodes. And we always hope that you're playing along at home, that you chime in on Instagram or TikTok and let us know like what you think. Because it's just fun. It's something fun to do. Everybody always has different opinions about Disney and people are very opinionated.
Yeah, so maybe we'll talk about some relevant stuff.
Okay.
Because we're going on currently in like 2 weeks, two and a half weeks?
No, 3 weeks.
Summertime. Hugh the summer.
Yeah.
We're late to where the time frame and we're going to.
Yeah.
Park-wise, food-wise.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
Resort.
Yeah, everything. We're so, by the way, we're so excited for our trip. Are you excited for our trip?
Yep, got my flip-flops ready. Starting off there. I'll start off there.
Okay.
This is a hot topic. Then when everybody says you cannot wear any, you can't wear flip-flops, you can't do this. I wore flip-flops last time, Magic Kingdom, I think middle of summer.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly fine.
I think you wore most of the trip because Magic Kingdom was our second park day.
And once you do that, you'll never go back.
Yeah.
You just got to have the right ones that don't give you blisters. You're fine.
So Tony did that and everybody was like, that's a bold move. And he said like he was amazing. So I wore tennis shoes
last. Especially when you're on rides, just take those things off, let everybody smell your feet like that. Good.
When did you do that?
Every ride, if I can,
you
like
did?
In Pirates of the Caribbean, I'll take my sandals off.
I didn't know that you've ever done that.
Just let those puppies just sit there in the, in the breeze.
So it's funny that because he did that, and everybody was like, "That's a bold choice," and then he loved it. So I'm trying to wear
that versus having parks. Socks on with shoes. That just doesn't even. Yeah. I mean, our climate is exactly the same base here in Texas.
True.
And I wear sandals here every day too.
True.
I mean, we do more walking there, but it's not much different.
True. I tried breaking in a pair of sandals yesterday on a walk and I came back with like awful blisters on my feet. So the jury's still out. I need to find a good pair of walking sandals, but
I think you called them platforms. That's probably not the way to go.
I had to. I know. I actually, Tony was like, those are not walking sandals. That's why. So I went back to the drawing board today. I was like looking for like walking sandals. So, are you starting or me?
I'll start it off.
Okay.
Theme parks, these aren't theme parks. What's the correct term?
They are theme parks.
Theme parks.
They're not amusement parks.
Okay, people call them amusement parks. Okay, we'll just say
the park. I hate calling
we'll
them
just call,
theme
we'll, park, start with, we'll start with the parks.
The parks, 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 right.
We'll just say if this one was a starting off point for your trip, what would it be, Epcot or Magic Kingdom?
A starting?
First one you go to. For us, we've never done this before, I don't think.
Quite honestly, I would probably do Epcot just because I feel like, I don't know, I love Magic Kingdom.
Afraid of the Magic Kingdom?
No, I love Magic Kingdom, and I love doing it our first day, but we just never do anymore, and it always is kind of like a fun build-up to me to do Magic Kingdom like on the second day.
Even the fact that we can go back multiple times since we're in the pass holders now, it's not just a one and done.
Yeah, but also too, like, I like going to Magic Kingdom, like, not the first day because it's a good it's like you anticipate it, you know?
I would still say Epcot too.
You would? For what reason?
What was your reason again? Just because of the business?
The anticipation. Yeah. Like,
no, mine just more because it's more so of like we start like at the Animal Kingdom. It's slower. We don't get there first thing. It's 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Spread out. I feel like it's more leisurely.
Animal Kingdom? Oh, Epcot.
Epcot.
Yeah.
It's relatable, Animal Kingdom.
Tony wants to go to Animal Kingdom on our first park day because that's what we always do. But I don't know. Like, I think the girls are really going to love the shows this time. If you don't listen to our podcast regularly or maybe you're new to listening to our podcast, Tony and I have twin girls who are there a year and a half. So we've taken them in Walt Disney World. This will be their fifth trip going to Walt Disney World. We've taken them to a couple of the shows before, but I think they're really going to love the shows this time. So I guess maybe we stick with Animal Kingdom, but they love Buzz and Woody right now, like are absolutely obsessed with Toy Story and they love Frozen. So I'm like Hollywood Studios would just be like a great like day, but
I just still don't know how they're going to react seeing them in life size. I might be a little freaked out.
Well, yeah, but I just mean like
we just currently got Buzz Lightyears in the mail and they don't sleep in the room because they're afraid of them.
But I mean the Toy Story land, like not yeah. necessarily the characters, like that huge Woody that's like at the entrance. I think they're going to freak out about that. And
the stationary ones, yeah.
If you listen to the podcast, you know that we have been anticipating the day, or I particularly have been anticipating the day that they are able to ride alien swirling saucers. And guess who reached the height requirement for alien swirling saucers? The girls did.
Yeah. They have the good shoes, high shoes. We're good to go.
Yeah.
The hair goes straight up now, so that adds a little bit.
Yeah. I think that it'll be perfect. Okay. So, would you rather go to... Which water park would you rather go to? Do you know enough about the water parks to know? Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach?
Interesting question. Maybe not.
Blizzard Beach is the water park that's obviously themed to wintertime. It's the one that has a really cool ski lift and like the Summit Plummet.
Everyone
and stuff
just
like that.
Says that one's just like so kind of overwhelming almost. I don't know why.
Blizzard Beach?
Just because it's so bright.
I've never heard that.
That's the one I would want to go to.
That's the one I would want to go to too.
Just because it's different.
Yeah.
And every water park almost looks kind of the same.
I agree. I think that one looks really different to me. I think that one looks really fun. I've heard people say that one's better for like small kids. But aside from that, I've just always wanted to go to that water park for the fact that they have like a really fun ski lift and that looks so cool.
And they still have currently the free water park day on your entry day.
Yeah.
Rival day.
Yeah.
Which we're not going to use, but
no,
eventually we'll go to one of them.
I want to do that so bad. I just feel like that would make a really long day for the girls and we wouldn't end up going to Disney Springs.
It's
going to
be a long day no matter what. If you don't know, we take the first flight in for 5:30 from Spacey 6, or it's whatever. We leave about 6 in the morning. We get to Orlando about 9-ish, 10, 9:30, 10.
No, we get to Orlando at like... Yeah, it's a 2-hour flight, right?
It's like my 9:30.
Yeah, it's like 8:30. So then we're at our resort. Last time I remember, we were at our resort by like... I'm going to look and see what time we got to our resort last time.
It's basically not even noon.
No, it was like... I want to say we were there by like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, because we do the... Currently, we do a... We set up a car.
Uh-huh.
Ride share.
Yeah.
I guess you'd call it. Yeah, he's the same person every time.
Yeah, we do ride share with like the same person every time.
Which I would recommend doing.
We landed last time at 9:10 and we were at our resort by 9:50 because I just looked through the text with the person that dropped us off. So we were at our resort by 10 a.m., which I think the water park opens like around that time. So we easily could go to the water park if we want to. I just wonder if that's going to be too much like going to the water park. We land in Orlando, we get to our resort, go to the water park, the girls need to take a nap, and then we're going to try to go to Disney Springs. That just seems like a lot, like, in one day. We also, too, if you follow me on TikTok, you know that, like, I've been asking all kinds of things, like, should we do this, should we do that? So we're staying in Art of Animation.
You're leaving it up to the people to where we stay?
No, listen. We're staying in Art of Animation, we're staying in a Little Mermaid room, and I found out through my travel agent discount, I could get a... king room at Caribbean Beach for $200 more for our entire stay, which meant that it was 65 square feet bigger. And you know that space is important to us because we have the girls sleep in pack and plays from the resort in the bathroom. So
that's so mean.
I upgraded us to Caribbean. I asked, I was like, should I do this or not? And I already kind of knew like we were going to. And so we're staying at Caribbean Beach, which is really fun because Tony and I haven't stayed at Caribbean Beach in a few years. We stayed at both Caribbean Beach and Art of Animation, but we only stayed at Caribbean Beach for a couple nights and we wanted to stay back there again.
For some reason, I really didn't care. I don't know why.
What, at which resort?
Because for me, it's the Skyline either way.
Well, yeah.
But I feel like Caribbean Beach is going to be a little bit more low key.
Right.
Versus, that's where we like Art of Animation because it has the whole first time vibes, bunch of kids, and it just, you know, fun. But it'll be a little more low key at Caribbean Beach, and you have the same Skyliner access.
And at Caribbean Beach,
you know, the transfer, you said.
The Skyliner's better, yeah, because remember when we stay there, we like don't have to transfer. And there's that Joffrey's kiosk that you always want to get a donut from.
But I never do.
Yeah, so you could this time.
But I'm going to this time.
And
I'll take a picture of it.
Sebastian's Bistro, which everybody says is an amazing table service place. It's so underrated. And there's better dining there, too. And all of that to say, like, the pool there, Fuentes del Moro pool, is really cool. Like, you have to scan your Magic Band because people try to hop into that pool from the other.
I don't think it was. Was it not open last time I went?
No, it wasn't open.
But I think we were there 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, we were there in February. They were redoing the pool then. But we only stayed there for a couple nights because we were staying at Wilderness Lodge. So... all of that to say, I don't know if I want us to do a water park. I guess we'll just kind of have to play it by ear.
For us, water is so new. We don't know if it'd be worth it.
Well, there is a really cool splash pad at Blizzard Beach that's Frozen themed, but do we want
to currently
go all the way to over there?
Currently, our girls really don't even swim, and they don't really get in the water much.
No, so our girls, like,
we don't know what to expect.
Which I'm not necessarily like opposed to that, just because of their age and everything like that. They're not super crazy about big bodies of water. Like, they like splash pads. They like shallow water. Like, they'll sit in the water.
But then again, we're the people who took kids on a plane at Disney when we're 3 months old, so we just kind of do whatever we do.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. Who knows? We'll figure out what we're going to do. But I say if we did, then we have narrowed it down to Blizzard Beach. Is there a water park we would go to?
So, what we got next? We got, if you had to end the park, well, end your night in the park, what would it be other than Magic Kingdom?
You should know the answer to this.
I just want to hear it.
It would always be Hollywood Studios.
Why?
Because Hollywood Studios is my favorite park, and if I could live in any park, it would be Hollywood Studios. But
you don't need Deep Fantasmic is your favorite.
I also really, really love Fantasmic. I don't know that Fantasmic is my favorite. There is something about Happily Ever After. When we watch Happily Ever After, Tony goes, what do you say? Send them? Like, right before the fireworks go off. And every time when you say that, it makes me cry. Because it just reminds me, like, we're here.
You're crying right, I cry right now?
Yeah, I'm about to cry. Like, it reminds me, like, we're here. Like,
all right, guys, we'll see you next time.
The first time we watched Happily Ever After with the girls, do you remember, like, it was last summer, and it had been, like, this day that we just, like, it was just, like, this really, really fun day. And I told Tony, like, all of this day kind of just healed, like, everything that happened during pregnancy and stuff like that. And we were watching the fireworks, and, like, we were all kind of, like, huddled up together. And you were, like, I don't know, like, the songs are going. And you know, like, when the fireworks are about to flare. And you're, like, 3, 2, 1, send them. And it was, like, the perfect time. And I just cried. And you did that again in March when we saw the fireworks there. And again. So I love, love, love Fantasmic.
I would do that all the time now.
I love him. Send them. No, send them. It's send not them. Like, you can't just be like, send them.
Send them again. At
the grocery store. Like, it's, I don't know. It was just like something really sweet. That's like a really fun like thing that you do. So I would say Hollywood Studios is the only other park besides Magic Kingdom where I'd want to end the day.
Animal Kingdom is just annoying right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a reason. I want to stay like everybody else, but you just can't because there's nothing to do.
So what's funny is, right now,
I want to like the tree as much as I did when he first saw it the first time, but I just can't get there again.
And when we're there in July, they have VIP pass holder days going on, and so it's 40% off at different dining locations. And Tiffin's is on there, and I was like, oh, if we were ever going to eat at Tiffin's, like, that's the perfect time to do it. But Animal Kingdom, there's nothing that makes us want to go back there for the nighttime.
Yeah, I don't know. That park's got a. They got to get some dates thrown out there so people can have something to look forward to and get the show back underneath the Tree of Life. And
well, they have the show, but it's the rivers. It's the amphitheater, that river show that we used to watch. No, it's not Rivers of America. That's what's meant.
I'm talking about Zootopia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but there's, what was like the water show that we saw on Animal Kingdom? You know what I'm talking about? On the amphitheater the first time we went. They don't have an evening show there, so it's just like the Tree of Life show. And it's not really like anything that makes us want to come back for it.
And then last one's Epcot that I feel like we just haven't seen that show in a while.
No, we were at Epcot last time in March, and we like saw it. We saw it in November too.
I don't know. I'm blanking on it every time. I feel like we haven't
seen
it.
What do you mean? We saw it at the entrance.
Oh yeah. Okay. It was a little cooler.
Bentley was sleeping, and yep. Henley, you were like wearing Henley.
Take that back.
What?
We have seen it in a while.
Yeah. Would you rather, okay, for the, like, fast pass systems, do you prefer, and I don't even know if you remember this, but do you prefer the Fast Pass Plus, which is the original one that we used in 2020 when we first went on our Disney trip, Genie Plus, or Lightning Lane Multipass and Single Pass?
I'm like everybody else, I don't know what you're talking about.
So,
they all blend together now.
Fast Pass Plus obviously was a free version. It's pretty much a lot like what Lightning Lane Multipass is now. Except with FastPass Plus, you made your Lightning Lane reservation, your FastPass reservation 60 days in advance. You made 3 reservations ahead of time, 60 days in advance. It was free. And then every time you used one, you were able to book another one. Genie Plus.
That was one of the latest one before the
currently. Genie Plus was the one we could stock reservations at. We woke up at 7 a.m. that morning and made our reservations and, like, purchased everything and made – was it the first reservation of the day? Yeah, it was the first reservation of the day. And then now you pay for it, but you make them 7 days prior to check-in. You make three of them in advance. Which one do you prefer?
Does it get better every time or no? What's your answer to that? No. Because now it's just expensive. Does it keep getting better the more it evolves or no? Would you say that or no?
I think that, no, because FastPass Plus was like free.
So now it's the most expensive it's ever been to do anything right currently. You got to pay for
everything. Yeah, and FastPass Plus was free, and we got to do the exact same things with FastPass Plus. The only pro to it was there wasn't like this whole like single pass thing with FastPass Plus. So like if you wanted to ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, you just had to try to like get a reservation for it.
That was better, yeah.
You didn't have like. And I remember, do you remember, like, we checked in, so on our first trip, we were supposed to stay at Pop Century Resort, and remember we got bumped to Art of Animation in one of, like, the pixie dust things or whatever that they gave us for, like, the inconvenience was they gave us a free fast pass for Seven Dwarfs. Do you remember that? And I was so excited because I couldn't get one, and I'm like, that was our first trip, and everybody's like, you got to ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, so we got to ride
it. And what's the height on that one now? That'd be our...
Let me see.
Technically, that wouldn't be the first coaster, but... For our girls, be the second one.
What's the first coaster?
Was it Barnstormer?
Yeah, let's see.
Is what everybody says it should be your first one? I don't really.
A Barnstormer?
I think that one's a little more intense, even though it's short.
The Barnstormer's height requirements are. Oh, sheesh. 35 inches.
I was going to say 3 foot.
So they're at 32. The girls are 32 inches now. So they can do alien swirling saucers, and then they can also do the, what is it, the little cars in Tomorrowland? Tomorrowland Speedway.
Well, we're going to have to do those then.
In the heat of the summer when it smells like
gas. In the heat of the moment.
Everybody says it's awful, but we'll do it.
We're going to be hot wherever we're at. It really doesn't matter where.
Yeah, Tomorrowland Speedway is 32 inches, and Alien Swirling Saucers is 32 inches.
We'll just keep an eye on whenever we see a dip, we'll go jump in.
Quite honestly, like, that will be really fun for us to do. Like, something is exciting to me about hitting height requirements. Like, it's also, like, to me, we got a message this week from somebody who listens to our podcast, which thank you so much for submitting that message, that comment on our TikTok. But they were saying that their daughter was going into eighth grade and to enjoy the blessings of life that they've been given because they have really lived it up at Disney World, but it hit them that they only have 5 more years until she's like out on her own. And we have had so much fun the last year and a half, like just creating memories at Disney. We can't wait to continue doing so. But I don't know, like, I don't feel like we're like, right now, it's like they're just now getting into the rides. They're just now getting into, like, the shows and stuff like that. So it just keeps getting more and more fun, you know?
They're definitely not just not getting into them. They're just now being aware of what's going on.
Well, I guess they're just not being aware, yeah.
They were sleeping on a lot of them when they went, you know, the first two times.
That's what I mean. They weren't into them.
So now they're actually just knowing what's going on, and they're actually riding a couple different ones.
True. So you prefer FastPass Plus?
Yep.
I guess I would say, I don't know. Genie Plus was really fun too, but Genie Plus required you to be on your phone a lot. Remember, because we were always stacking.
You're on your phone. No, it didn't matter what it is.
No, like, remember.
That whole conversation is just kind of done.
We were always stacking. No, but we really aren't on our phone that much at Disney.
Like, at some point, you're checking something.
No, but like I feel like we're good about putting down our phone and like not being on it.
Well, for us now, because it really doesn't matter if you're reading everything or not.
Right.
We'll just do what we could do and just go with the five, how the girls are or whatever.
But Lightning Lane Multipass, I will say too, though, you don't have to be on your phone all the time. Like, I totally agree with what Tony said. That whole conversation is stupid. You don't have to be on your phone all the time. You make your three ride reservations. Every time you use a ride reservation, you get on your phone and you check. You don't have to obsessively check to see if, like, something else happened.
Well, like I said, that's almost not what I was even saying. Basically, I was saying, you're going to do what you're going to do either way. Just because that's who you are with the phone anyway.
Me?
Anybody. So, like, if you're a person that's on your phone today, you're going to do it no matter what anyway, so it's kind of irrelevant where you're at.
But something to me that, like, I personally enjoy is I think that we're on our phones less at Disney World. Like, obviously, we're having fun as a family.
I mean, if you're there for the right reasons and you actually have the mindset walk in, you're going to be looking at stuff. You're going to be,
right,
you know, eating stuff. You're not going to even think about, well, let me go see what's going on, on social media somewhere or something.
When we do the park, oh, so not the podcast. When we're in the parks, we do this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So, like, if one of us gets on our phone and we're, like, outside the bubble.
Or if your mom text you something about what's going on at the house, what, yeah, with the weather,
like if we're like on our phone, like doing something outside of the bubble, or like not having fun as a family, but like we like catch ourselves on social media or something like that, like of one of the other one will walk
if you
up.
Mention anything that doesn't have to do with the park we're in, basically.
Yes, that is true.
Doesn't matter what it is.
When we walk up to, like, we'll walk up to each other and go do 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 do, and as I say this, I'm like doing my like hands like I'm like pixie dusting him like over his head, like that's what I do. But it's funny because the girls,
I'm pretty sure I do that more to you than you do it to me.
Yeah, Tony does, but I like the girls mimic it now, which is really funny.
The parrots.
Yeah, they are parrots.
So moving on to food.
Wait, Skyline or another monorail? One?
What about it?
Which one would you rather?
We're staying at a resort because of Skyliner for reasons. So that's me.
Also, the monorail is more expensive.
You get more to look at when you're on the Skyliner, too.
Yeah, the monorail resort.
It's more of a trip.
I agree. I think
the monorail just goes around in a circle.
I think the Skyliner is more relaxing. The Skyliner, I'm sure, probably does too.
Right? What?
I think Skyliner is more relaxing.
Yeah.
The monorail, I do want to stay on the monorail route. We just never have yet.
I don't think there is a negative on the Skyliner.
What?
Oh. There is anything that you can say negative about, really, other than if you didn't know about your whole stroller situation or things like that. Then,
or, like, at the end of the night, sometimes the line backs up. But Tony and
you
I
just got to know.
Tony, like everything you else. And I have always, like, been like, oh, no, the line's backed up. But everybody says that line moves really, really fast at the end of the night. So, like, when you're leaving Epcot and the line backs up, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Okay. Let's get into some food debate. Time to get spicy. Would you rather have if you could only have one, the chicken dumplings from Mr. Kamal's or the seasoned fries from Mr. Kamal's? And they're both at Animal Kingdom if you don't know. You know that, but I'm just saying, which one would you rather? You can only pick one.
Well, it's at the same stand.
I know, but we always get both.
I don't think we did last time. I think we just got dumplings, and that's what I would do. Because the fries, you can get fries anywhere. And the only difference is they're just got a little bit of paprika on them. That's about it.
Okay. Well, should I give you another one then?
Those are like overrated big time.
You want me to give you another one?
Yep.
Would you rather eat at Harambe Market or Satouli Canteen in Animal Kingdom? So Harambe Market is the one that we eat at that has like bowls.
Yeah.
That face like Africa, that has like the train that goes to Africa, their train that goes to Rafiki's Planet Watch, or Satouli Canteen.
Which is?
In Pandora. Pandora.
That one's easy for me. That's the one I would pick.
Which one? Satouli?
Yep. Yeah. You've got a better, like, kind of more to look at Harambe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's outside, other than just being underneath the big old open covering out there. It's like almost an outdoor cafeteria.
Yeah. When we go to Animal Kingdom, I was thinking of...
There's so much more variety, too.
I really, really, really want to see breakfast at Satouli Canteen. Like, on our Animal Kingdom day. So I was thinking maybe we'd eat lunch at, like, Harambe or Market if, like, we stay in the park that long or if we want to. Because Satouli Canteen, remember I showed you their breakfast, looks so good. That's the one that has, like, the frittata.
You just got to hike back there to get it in the morning.
Yeah, but we can. But then that will also get us on Navi River Journey first thing in the morning, too.
Yeah, that worked out last time.
Yeah.
Short so wait.
And they have a cold brew coffee flight at Satouli Canteen that I just saw that just dropped. It's like a matcha cold brew.
So what is your go-to first snack of the day? It doesn't matter where it's at. What would it be?
Dole Whip.
Well, I'm going to say not a Dole Whip. Not a drink, not a Dole Whip. Oh. Like actual somebody's food item.
I don't really have a lot.
Dole Whip. Dole Whip is almost a drink to me.
What do I eat that's a snack? I'm stuck on Animal Kingdom today, so I would say
we don't do many Mickey items, really.
The only Mickey items we do are the Mickey ice cream bars, the Mickey Rice Krispies from the bakery case.
Goldmine, since our last trip, it was a brownie or was it a cookie?
It was a chocolate chip cookie with No, it was a peanut butter cookie with like chocolate frosting in the middle, and you'd always want to try it, right?
And what was the name of the is it gift shop? What is
Storybook
it?
Storybook Circus.
Storybook Circus. Yep, that's a gold mine right there. That's like it was 95 degrees. And that thing was amazing.
It was 95 degrees. It was March.
No, nah, it was still hot.
It was hot. I looked back at video from us that day, and I looked rough. Like I was like sweating.
Those are the little treats that are. You're not going to really... I guess they may have them in confectionery.
They do have it. Yeah. They have those in the confectionery.
Confectionery.
But they probably usually... Most parks, I think, probably just have them, like, in one park. I was telling Tony, my beef with Hollywood Studios is that Hollywood Studios does not have a bakery case. So, like, you can't get a fresh Rice Krispie, Mickey-shaped Rice Krispie in Hollywood Studios. This is the only park you can't get it from. Now that I'm saying it, I don't know if you can get it.
The Rice Krispie?
The Mickey-shaped Rice Krispie. Not in the cellophane, the fresh one. In Hollywood Studios, they don't have a bakery.
Hopefully somebody proves us wrong. Let us know what the snacks are in Hollywood Studios. There's not, you said there's not that many in Hollywood Studios.
No, like, I usually get
They have, like, the small carts that have, like, Mickey bars everywhere.
I want to try the gelato this time. I usually get, like, that, what is it, that Katsuki's Kettle, that popcorn, the trail, it's like the...
Katsuki's.
It's the purple Katsuki's. And red popcorn. I've also gotten the cold brew. Remember I got that cold brew from there, too? It just wasn't that good. The cold brew from Galaxy's Edge.
How about the milk?
Yeah, we've never tried the milk. I do want to try
I think everybody says the mix of milk now.
Oh, really? I haven't heard that. I do want to try the gelato. I just don't know how I feel about drinking them. I mean, you know what? Maybe we should do it next time, because we've never done it before, and it's a snack credit on the dining plan. And there's going to be no festival this time, so we won't use like all of our snack credits at the festival booth.
We'll find out.
What
do you got?
Let's see. Would you rather okay. This is my proposition for you. Would you rather have Ohana for dinner or Sebastian's Bistro?
Yes. Yes.
Sebastian's Bistro, I've been trying to explain this to Tony for... Okay, so we moved to Caribbean Beach. Sebastian's Bistro is a table service dining location at Caribbean Beach. It's family style. It's like $39 a person, and it's a Caribbean style family meal. So it's supposed to be very similar to what's at Ohana, and the chef that was once at Ohana is at Sebastian's Bistro. I'm going to tell you like the food that's on there so you can make an informed decision.
So I'll do both.
No, but you can only choose one.
Doing both of them.
Everybody says that Sebastian's Bistro is better now, and it's like 20% less than Ohana. It's $39 per person.
So they're basically just trying to mimic the same thing.
$39 per adult, $21 per child, age 3 through 9. It's pull-apart rolls, spice necklace salad, and then you get a taste of the Caribbean. It's going to be oven-roasted chicken with tamarind barbecue, slow-cooked mojo pork with mango sambal, I butcher that, chili rubbed beef with roasted red pepper chimichurri and baked fish and citrus butter. And then you also get cilantro rice and beans, seasonal vegetables and candied plantains, and you finish the meal with coconut pineapple bread pudding.
Nah. Ohana.
What?
Yeah.
I was really wanting us to try
this. This just seems like it's going to be like, I don't know. I mean, it's got pork, beef,
chicken,
a fish. It just seems like it's gonna be kind of, your standard is.
No, everybody says that it even has its own custom. If you like Sebastian's Bistro,
where's the noodle? They got no noodles.
No, they don't have noodles.
But no chicken wings.
It's Caribbean style. They do have chicken wings.
Where? I didn't see any.
Right
chicken
there wings. On the picture.
Oh, it's just not on the menu.
No, I think that those are chicken wings and. Well, some people say too that you can get crab cakes, but I don't. I've saw somebody saying you can get crab cakes, but
this is. I mean, I'm sure this is. It's good, but there's no way I would get this over Ohana.
But everybody says that the food here is now better than what's at Ohana.
Nah.
Oh, if you want crab cakes, it's $13. I thought the crab cakes were included.
Yeah, I mean, this is like something I think you'd see on your cruise going into.
That's the whole point.
What's the Castaway K?
Yeah.
I feel like you get out there. It's kind of like, we got your salad. We got some And some pork and chicken
you
for
don't
you.
Want to try eating there on our trip?
I mean, if it lines up and, you know, it's a last resort, yeah.
Last resort?
We'll see. We'll peek around some people's tables and see what it looks like.
I've also heard that you can see the fireworks from there because it's...
We'll do a little, hey, peekaboo. We'll go maybe get a drink and look at the food.
Well, we're going to be, like, right there.
We'll just roll our stroller up and look at people.
It's about... At Ohana, though, it's $65 a person for dinner, and it's mixed green salad, Ohana bread.
So it's 60 here. It ain't any different.
Huh? 65 a person at Ohana.
And here it's 59.
39. No, you have top on the actual menu. That's the generic pricing. Tony was looking at, like, the...
So what's 59, then?
That's what it's saying. That's the price bracket range. Like, so it's, like, up to $59. On Disney's website, they're saying, like, it's, like, $3 signs, meaning it can go up to $59. It's mixed green salad, Ohana bread, chicken wings, pork dumplings, Ohana dinner skillet with wood fire grain, black pepper mirin, teriyaki beef, peel and eat shrimp, grilled chicken with guava pineapple glaze, Ohana noodles, stir-fried vegetables, and breakfast.
Now, this may steer the direction a little bit. They have a island time seasonal margarita, a pineapple mule, a Caribbean smuggler, which is Captain Morgan, spiced from Parrot Bay coconut rum, cranberry, and juice. They got a Talawa punch. It looks like it's just a bunch of fruity stuff. A Goombay smash.
That's what they have at Ohana, too.
Do they have a maroon pig old fashioned? I don't think so.
No.
With bacon?
No, but they do there?
Yep.
Okay.
Buffalo Trace.
So what are you saying?
Bacon infused.
You say you want to try it?
Yeah, we'll probably just try that and not eat there.
No, Tony.
We'll see. We'll report back to the. We'll report back.
Listen, if you would like us to do a vlog of a review of Sebastian's,
let us know. First of all, I'm just looking at it. I'm not convinced right now.
Well, I think that we should convert Tony to a convinced person. Also, too, though, if we don't eat there, we could eat at Banana Cabana.
I feel like this is lunch.
Well, that's a very heavy lunch. I feel like Banana Cabana, we go to Banana Cabana, which is the, like, pool bar outside. They share the same kitchen, and you can get some of the entrees from inside, outside of the pool bar. So we could do that, too. Either way, I'd just like to try some of the food from there.
I'm sure we will.
So.
And bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Is that it?
No.
See you next time.
No. Okay. Would you rather mobile order or wing it? I already know your answer on that one.
I'm always a little bit of both.
Really? I always feel like you like to mobile order.
I just like the mobile order because I just like to just figure it out, pick it up, move on.
Yeah, so if
there's
you're...
no talk about it, debate about it, what's around us, what do you order, what you want, you order what you want, we'll just walk around.
I also like mobile ordering, too, because I typically order from the gluten-free, like, allergy-friendly section. And
so you can go wait longer, and I'll go hang out somewhere else.
No, I like ordering, mobile ordering, because then, like, we can order it, and then it's, like, we'll know when it's ready. Like, we go when it's, like, ready to pick up rather than, like, having to wait forever, because it does take a long time. If you've never been to Disney before, mobile ordering is, like, you go into the Disney World app and you order your food. It's kind of like ordering to go, I guess.
Well, it's genius, especially... You can order before you even get into a park like I do. A lot of times, order when you're walking right in. You go grab something to eat as you're just walking into a park. No line, nothing.
Yeah.
Whether it's rope drop or, you know, doesn't matter when.
Yeah, I agree.
No line.
Yeah, and then, too, if you're someone who, like, needs to eat from, like, allergy-friendly menu or you prefer to, when you mobile order, Disney takes a lot of time to ensure that they're accommodating, like, your allergy requests, obviously. And so it'll take a little bit longer for them to prepare it because they'll prepare it in a separate area. So it can take longer to get your food. If you mobile order, you kind of get around that because it's still going to take them the same amount of time, but you're not waiting for the food to get it ready. Like, you can just go, like, when it's ready.
Ready for a little bit of resorts?
Yep.
So if you had to pick, I mean, this is kind of what we're doing this time. Would you rather do a deluxe, kind of hang out at the resort, do minimal park time, or do the opposite, stay at a value?
We're staying at a moderate.
And go hard. I mean, it's kind of what we're doing.
What?
Well, no, it's not what we're doing. I take that back. Look at that first statement. But would you rather do a value and just basically park it up the whole time?
No.
I feel like we did the first two or three trips.
The first trip we stayed at Art of Animation, we were at the parks all the time. The second trip, we stayed at Coronado, and we had a lot of resort
time. I feel like we try to incorporate as much time at the resort as we can, yeah. But we still only usually do it maybe like a half day or so.
We learned, I think, from our first trip. Last trip, we weren't at the resort as much because we were with our family, and they hadn't been to Walt Disney World in a long time, so like we wanted to get as much done with them as possible. But I just always feel like you spend a lot of money, whether you're staying at a value resort or a deluxe resort, to be at Walt Disney World. Enjoy your resort as well. So I say deluxe resort.
Everybody says that, though.
What?
But it's easier said than done.
It is.
Once you get there, then you have FOMO, and you want to hang out as much as you can at the resort. But you have to plan something, or you're just going to be – it's hard to do.
Yeah, and also, too, like
– go golfing. Go so not just much, the pool. You got
to
do more.
You, gotta, like, you get to this place that you love so much, and you have so many nostalgic memories. At least, like, I think everybody does. And for me, like, oh, I want to get to the park, and I want to ride Space Mountain. Or I want to – remember that time that we, like, did XYZ, and it was so fun. Like, so it is hard to stay at the resort.
You're trying to mimic a lot of stuff you've seen online, you've seen done. I want to try to do the transportation this way. What all can we fit in? Perfect example, like Saratoga Golf Course. That's the
right.
So like we did one time, we started our vacation there purposely. That way we would have a relaxed day, golf, and then remove resorts.
Yeah.
So that's always, and then, so maybe that's the, that's a good option. That way you're guaranteeing, or you're going to like, basically we're doing resort no matter what. Yeah. There's no like, oh, you know, maybe
a split day.
Yeah. Maybe a half day. And then you go to an, you know, value or whatever it is, just to different.
What we used to do when we did split
stays. Not going to be in a resort much.
When it was just Tony and I, we did split stays more. Like we haven't done a split stay since the girls' first trip. And I don't think it would be as much to do it now. Back then, like, I felt like we were bringing the kitchen sink with us. Obviously, now we don't have to bring as much with us.
No, because your bags are to be there. You're going to do anything.
Yeah, but, like, when we did the split stay.
Just unpacking them.
Last time. Like, when we did the split stay that time, like, we had to unpack their bottles, their diapers, their formula, all
that
stuff.
I don't even unpack anything. So I'm no, good.
Tony doesn't. I always am the weirdo that, like, unpacks in our room. But anyway, what we used to do is, like Tony said, that trip, we went to Saratoga. We did Saratoga. We did Animal Kingdom, we did a resort day, and we did Universal, all staying at Saratoga, and we did more time at Disney Springs. And then we moved over to Beach Club, and we did, like, Epcot and Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, which was really fun because they were all kind of, like, in that area. So that is something that's really fun to do. I say that's why I'm also leaning toward us skipping the water park on our first day, because if not, it's, like, our last trip, we spent that first day, like, we remember we walked over, we were staying at Riverside, and we walked over to French Quarter with my brother and sister-in-law, and we ate lunch over there, they got beignets, we kind of, like, explored the resort, and we went back and took a nap, so it felt like we, like, got some resort time. We went and played, and the kids played on the playground, because we didn't want to get in the pool that day, but, like, kids played on the playground, like, we, like, got some resort time in.
Yeah, I can feel it now. Yeah, we're dragging.
Yeah.
By about one or two, we were dragging a little bit.
Yeah, so then we went back to the room and let the girls nap. That's why I'm like, that water park thing is a really, like, fun.
I mean, it depends on your situation. For us, it wouldn't be relaxing because we couldn't just sit on a chair.
No, but, like, we would be, like, having to live off of, like, Joffrey, or having to live off of cold brews to make it to Disney Springs that night. Like, there is no way we would have enough energy to get to Disney Springs from being up from 5:30 in the morning.
That'd be good.
You can?
I can.
Yeah, I mean,
Mai Tai.
I guess, like, I could, like, I would have to have, like, some type of, like, energy drinks or, like, something.
I would need a little downtime, but I wouldn't need to actually take a nap.
Yeah, I actually didn't take a nap that day. I think I honestly got, like, a canned chicken Jamaican, and I just drank that, and I was like, I'm fine. Because you're excited you're at Disney. But what something is, on the note of the water parks, something that a lot of people do is they'll do a split stay and enjoy the water parks on their second check-in day. You know what I mean? So if you're doing, like, value to deluxe or deluxe to value.
Just wouldn't be free.
Why? No, it's free. Because each
arrival day. Oh, okay. Day, yeah, when you move. Yeah, yeah, okay.
So then they do it on their second arrival day. So, would you?
If you had to choose, would you rather do Disney Springs when we get there or when we leave our trip?
Both. That's what we do.
That's my, that'd be my, you can't steal my answer, what I would say.
We always do Disney.
That's the first time I've ever done that. That's why you
always done said that. Disney Springs on our arrival date. No, we did it on November too. Because remember, we met up with Kenzie, my friend Kenzie, on Instagram and on YouTube. Kenzie makes vlogs, Monorail Supply Company. Anyway, we met up with Kenzie on our.
The that was day a we quick left. One, I think. That we didn't stay very long.
No, we always take the first flight in and the last flight out. This time our flight is at like 9:30 in the at night coming back, which is fine because the girls sleep through the flight. So, but we, I don't know. I think it's both because it's so fun to me. It's like we're here, like we're here. We are on Disney Springs, just evokes vacation. Like we're on vacation.
But it goes back to the whole thing of annual passes, though, too. Excuse us, she's sick.
I'm not sick. I have allergies.
There's so much debate in the past about, is it worth it? How much money? How many days? You know what my answer is? Get an annual pass if you can afford it. And if you're going, it doesn't matter. It's so much. So
the guy
it's
so who
worth
never
it.
Wanted annual passes until we got them.
Well, I mean, now I see the benefit. I mean, if you're going once or twice, no.
We go like 3 times a year.
But I mean, for us, obviously it makes sense because it's kind of where we're going right now. And that's our vacation every few months or whatever.
Yeah, and it's also too
because like, you can go anywhere you want, whenever you want. Don't there's no obligation of time crunches and got to get everything in because we're not coming back to Magic Kingdom again the rest of the trip.
Right, and with the girls, like it's so perfect too because if we like on our last trip on our Hollywood Studios day, they just needed to go back to the room to like take a nap. And if that was like if we just had 4 park days or whatever, like that would have kind of like it. What it kind of stunk because we didn't really get to do a lot in Hollywood Studios, but we know we're going to be back because we have annual passes, so it's like, that's fine. And if we were on a vacation by ourselves, we would have just moved things around and come back another day.
Yep. I agree.
You concur with that? Would
you...
There's
still my answers anyway.
Would you rather... okay. Do you want... What is, if you had to choose one resort on...
You're just making this up.
If you wanted to choose, if you had to choose one resort on Disney property, only one that is your favorite resort that we've stayed at, which one would you choose? We stayed at...
So, yours is Wilderness Lodge, okay.
We stayed at Art Animation, we stayed at Pop Century, we stayed at All-Star Movies and
hey,
Music.
I know where we stayed.
Coronado, Beach Club. I feel like Beach Club gets forgotten. Boardwalk.
Everyone is based on our experience, so that's the hard part of doing this. This boardwalk was not our best experience at that
but
resort.
It's a beautiful
but,
resort.
So it skewed our view of it.
No, I would say Boardwalk is an amazing resort. We just stayed there at the wrong time because we weren't able to take use of the amenities. Now we would love Boardwalk.
So yours is Wilderness Lodge.
Or Coronado. I want to stay at Coronado again because we stayed at Coronado during COVID and like half the... restaurants weren't open, right? Like Maya Girl wasn't open and stuff like that. But what was open, we absolutely loved at Coronado. Wilderness Lodge is just the pinnacle of like relaxation while also being at Disney World. I can't wait to stay there again with the girls. I think that they will absolutely love it.
Yeah, because you literally just feel like you just walked into the forest.
And that's something that I'm
it's
really
not like a you're looking at a you almost don't even notice the building really. You're just looking at all the trees and everything.
And Wilderness Lodge is also, too, like, something that I really loved about it is there were so many, like, open spaces for us to, like, kind of relax outside of our room. And I don't feel like every resort has that. You know what I mean? Like, on each floor, like, one morning, Tony went and got us, like, mobile ordered us breakfast. And then we sat at a fireplace and ate breakfast. And it was, like, this, like, fun, just little, like, relaxing date.
I stole that one from somebody else.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't just make that up.
No, you didn't. You did make that up.
No, I saw somebody else doing it on somewhere. And I just, I'm gonna do that when we get there.
No, but, like, that's something I'm excited
about.
I
just ruin it for you?
No, that's something I'm really excited about with Caribbean Beach, too, because Caribbean Beach has a lot of places like
send
that.
Them.
They have, like, they have, like, hammocks outside to land. They have, like, that little island with, like, little cabanas that you can kind of, like, sit, like, with tables and stuff like that. There's a lot of, like, spaces, like, outdoor spaces to, like, spend time by ourselves and relax.
Because I don't want to say the same one. It's hard not to say that one, but I'm going to say... one of the Epcot resorts, because you're right there. Every time we're there, we're like, man, this is awesome. Because
Beach
we just,
Club is amazing.
We can just walk to Epcot. We don't got to worry about any transportation. When you do, like, obviously, that's the only resort you can do, or the only park for it, but it's just something about literally sleeping next to a park right there.
Boardwalk was so much fun when we stayed there. Our room was beautiful. It had just been redone. It was just kind of sad because, like, we were so excited to see the fireworks. We had newborns. Like, they weren't able to, like, stay. I remember, like, going in the bathroom.
We were kind of almost those people. We're just trying to push the envelope.
I remember going in the bathroom with Bentley at one point with the lights out. Do you remember that? And I was, like, trying to calm her down because she had just gotten overstimulated.
I think everybody with the kids has probably done this.
And I was like, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And then, so we ended up eating at Boardwalk Deli every night. Now, our girls are, like, food fiends. Like, they would live at Trattoria Al Forno if they could. They just ate pasta for lunch.
Doesn't matter where. You just give them a snack.
Yeah, they would live. And, well, there's so much to do there. So I'm excited to go to – I'm excited to be on the Skyline this time and go to Boardwalk, but I would love for us to stay there again. Would you rather – one last one. Would you rather
– I almost got kicked out of the pool.
A beach club? You never almost got kicked out of the pool. They told Tony
– they blown the whistle up, man.
No, they blew the whistle. They did not say you need to leave the pool. They told
I said – that's why I said almost.
Tony came down the slide, and he was too close to me.
That's like, my wife. This knock her out. That's don't worry about it.
This is our last resort before we had the
take
girls.
Care of it.
This is the last resort before I got pregnant. We had the girls, and we were going down the slide and at Stormalong Bay, and Tony came down.
Can't have any fun.
I went down the slide, and then like all of a sudden he came down right behind me, and I was like, "What is going on? Why is he so close behind me?" And they like blow the whistle, and they're like,
"It's like then you learn how to give instructions before you get up there ready to rock and roll."
Yeah,
like she told me after I was already sliding off to stop, and I will. Maybe you should tell me what to do before I sit down here. You think I know what I'm doing? I just kind of go around just knowing slide rules everywhere I go.
All right, Nate Bergazzi. That sounded like something that Nate Bergazzi would say.
Then I get out of the water. On the radio. Put me in Disney jail.
Obviously going down the slide once anyway, but... would you rather...
I feel like I was banned from it. I'm going to go back out there. Everybody would look at me weird.
Would you rather do a split stay or stay at one resort the entire time?
Depends on where it's at. So we talk about it. I have no problem with split stay.
I wanted to do a split stay this trip, and you're like, no.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when we just do this. It's like a full-time thing, or we just debate, and then we just end up doing just something random.
No, I wanted to do a split stay this time.
And there you go,
and you were like, no, because I wanted to do a split stay between like Animal Kingdom.
I mean, for me, I don't care, because you unpack everything. I don't do it anyway. Live out of my suitcase.
No, but no, we already have it all set up at Caribbean Beach, so it's fine. But in the future, I would like us to start doing split stays again. I only say that because when we do split stays, I feel like, so we did split stay at Caribbean Beach, at Wilderness Lodge, at Beach Club, and at Saratoga. Saratoga, I feel like because we had enough downtime out, we really got to do everything that we wanted to there. Although we didn't get it in the pool, but the main pool is being like refurbished anyway. Beach Club... I feel like, remember we were like, we never ate at Beaches and Cream. We didn't eat at Cape May Cafe.
But we did use a pool.
Yeah, we used a pool. And then
we get a lobster roll?
From Hurricane Hannah's pool bar. So we just like used a pool. So we didn't feel like which granted we were right outside the park. So like the amenity, like we walked to the park a lot and that was really fun. But I feel like we didn't get to do everything there. Wilderness Lodge. I'm trying to think. How much time we had there. Did we do everything we wanted to do at Wilderness Lodge?
I don't know what else we could have done. We did the boat. We did the pools. We ate at the bar. Got drinks.
We went to... Oh, yeah.
And we ate. Got a...
We hung out in the lounge, the DVC lounge, where the Carrollwood Pacific Railroad is.
We got a platter or a... what you call it from... Sit down.
What? Geyser Point?
Inside.
Oh, Roaring Fork?
Yep.
Let's see, that's a quick service place, but yeah.
Quick service, oh.
Yeah, we didn't eat at...
So I'm at the professional room.
We didn't eat at Storybook Lounge, Storybook Dining, or at Territory Lounge, but we did hang out in the DVC Lounge, because that's where
we did.
Walt's...
Train set
is, yeah.
Or one of them, I can't remember what the story was on it.
It's the Carrollwood Pacific Railroad, and it was, I think it was just part of the train. Which, by the way, before we wrap up this episode... If you're looking to
send
watch,
them.
Huh? What did you say?
Send them.
If you were looking to watch, like some stuff about Walt Disney, we just recently watched Walt Disney, The Man Behind the Myth. I had found this like thing on YouTube about Walt Disney's daughters. It just popped up on YouTube while we were watching other stuff. And it was saying that that's the only documentary about Walt Disney that was like endorsed by the family. So they're actually like, what was it? It was Sharon. What's the other one's name? I can't remember. But one of his daughters is in it. The other one had already passed away and his wife had passed away at that point. But if you're looking to watch something, it was really good. It was a lot. Honestly, it was a lot of stuff we already knew. I don't feel like it was really anything we didn't know, other than like I didn't know that like.
There's, and we're gonna talk about this next time going into our next episode.
So oh, next I didn't time, know we were talking about this next time.
We're gonna be talking about some Walt.
Okay, next time.
History. So I'll save that. The man.
I'll save that.
Walter.
Yeah. Walter Elias.
Some stuff you know you don't know. Stuff we like. We found out a little bit of everything.
I told Tony when we were working with the girls, I thought they were boys, and I thought we should name one of them Elias, and Tony said, hard no. But
don't worry about that. Moving on.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. As always, be sure to give us a follow at the Double Dose Disney Fam on Instagram and TikTok. Keep fun rolling, and we will see you right back here next time.
See ya.
Bye.